This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What I tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
That's right, we were born on third base by being born here. Now it's a battle to keep it as we know it. Welcome to What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I'm Scott Hannon, Todd the Radio God Mitchell, and K-Fly, Kevin Flynn riding shotgun. Super producer Chris Larson is a guy who keeps the trains running on time, along with Dan the Man, who answers the phones when you call on What's On Your Mind. Rocky and Valley City, Fred and Wing going to get in here before we're done. But first, Steve Moore. You've read him in the Wall Street Journal. You see him with Larry Kudlow on Fox Business and Fox News and CNBC and everywhere else. And he's saying the quiet part out loud right now. We're in a recession. Joe Biden doesn't think we're in one, but we're in one right now. Steve Moore, welcome back to the program. How are you?
Good to be with you. How are things in North Dakota?
Well, it's always good to be in North Dakota, but like everywhere right now, we're a little bit concerned about the attack on the energy industry, the attack on agriculture, the border leaking like a sieve. I bought two large fries last night.
Dude, I saw that post. Are you kidding me?
At McDonald's.
Yeah.
And it was $8.
Well, they got to pay for the dollar soda they sell you.
Yeah,
seriously, the sodas were a dollar.
Look at the receipt. So as good as things as are in North Dakota, French fries at McDonald's, two large, still cost $8. So why? What's happening?
Wow.
Well, look, Scott, it's partly because of just about everything that this president has done since he became president has been exactly the wrong thing to do. I mean, I can't point to more than one or two things that Biden has done that have been actually correct, and whether it's, you know, the escalating crime rate in this country, the fact that the border is not secure, the fact that we're now have the highest inflation rate in 40 years, gas prices have doubled. You know, it just feels like the wheels are coming off. And a big part of this, by the way, is what you just mentioned, the assault on American energy, which has been unforgivable and is caused, you know, I love this when Biden says, I'm doing everything I can to lower gas prices. No, he's not. Yeah, no, he's not. Everything he's done from day one has been to try to, you know, slay the oil and gas industry and to raise gas prices because, you know, they think these are sinister fuels and they want people to use less of them. Now he goes to the oil and gas companies and commands them to, you know, raise their output when he said he was going to kill the industry.
Why do they fight so much harder and smarter than we do? Because everything you said is 100% true. But I don't know that enough people recognize this. I think more do than not. I actually think we're winning. I read some stats earlier in this Ipsos poll on 9/11 commission, or not 9/11 commission, January 6th commission. And a staggering 42% of Americans say President Trump was not responsible for the attack on the Capitol and should not be charged with a crime. 42%. Only 9% are following it closely. So they've put all their eggs in this basket. They are trying to take Donald Trump out. It's, of course, having the exact opposite effect. They are ensuring that he'll be a candidate in 2024. But they fight so dang hard and smart. I just don't think we fight hard enough, do we?
Well, it's really very simple here, Scott. I mean, we need to have policies put in place right now, which are virtually the opposite of everything Biden has done. You know, you need to promote American oil and gas. We should be drilling everywhere we can for our oil and gas. We should be using our coal. I believe in North Dakota, you're a coal producing state as well. Are you not?
Well, of course, you've been there. You've actually been to one of our mines.
There.
Yeah. No, so, in fact, way, nine. Hey, how about this? Right, let me give you a stat. You won't believe.
Yeah.
900-year supply of economically recoverable coal. And right now today, MISO, regional power provider, wholesale sells it to your utilities, the local co-ops, everything else, okay, is saying prepare for blackouts. Why? Because we have closed coal-producing power plants.
It's outrageous. You know, we need coal. We need coal. Coal still provides about a third of our electric power. You know, how are you going to have the Teslas without electric power? There's now estimated to be 10 states or more this summer and then next winter that are going to have power shortages because we're, you know, look, we have a $22 trillion industrial economy. Are we going to, you know, power our steel mills and our auto factories and our construction projects and our technology industry and our homes with windmills? I mean, it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. By the way, I saw a statistic the other day, Scott, that you'd need a land area four times as large as North Dakota. And you're a pretty big state geographically, right?
Yep.
So think of it, four times as large as North Dakota, covered with windmills and solar panels just to provide enough electric power for the American people if we were to do without fossil fuels. Is that the stupidest thing you've ever heard? You'd have to industrialize the entire landscape of America. How is that green?
No, you're absolutely right. And on oil and gas, by the way, North Dakota's third largest producer of oil and gas. Now, we were two for a long time. We've fallen behind New Mexico now, mainly because we have so much federal lands. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Biden's taken that off limits, right? And so we're in a battle for two and three. Constantly, Texas, obviously, number one. But same thing there. I mean, you look at the resource. Say we're getting 10% of the reserves in the Bakken right now, one of the largest plays ever in North America, and it's politically inaccessible, a vast majority of it, because of what Joe Biden's policies have done, and the price of gas is where it's at. So we get all that, right? I mean, I feel like a broken record. Everybody gets that. My point is, you're telling me we're in a recession. And one of the reasons we're in a recession is because of electricity and energy prices. So
I think that's a big factor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, you know, I just want to explain that. You know, it's pretty logical and self-evident. You know, energy is the master resource. Everything that we have, the breakfast I had this morning, the telephone that I'm speaking in, the computer that I'm tapping on, the house that I'm in right now, you know, everything is derivative of energy, right? So if energy price, and by the way, food is a big one. You know, food requires a lot of energy. And so when you have higher energy prices, everything else rises, right, in price because that's an input in everything that we produce. So you don't want to mess with the country's energy supply. I'm asked a lot, by the way, by people all over the country, whether it's from, you know, Maine to Florida to California and North Dakota. You know, people ask me, are they doing this intentionally? Is this like an effort to sabotage the economy? And I said, no, I don't think it's intentional. But if you did want to sabotage the economy, Scott, if you did want to do that, screwing around with the country's energy supply is a pretty good way to do it.
But I do think they're intentionally destroying the energy industry.
That is true. I mean, look, Biden said it. You know, we don't have to, this is not some kind of right-wing conspiracy idea. Remember that final debate between Trump and Biden? Where Trump said, would you destroy the American energy? He said, yeah, I want to, quote, close it down, unquote.
So here's my point. Now, let's go back to talking fight it harder and smarter. Here's an example. They want to get rid of the gas tax right now and use that as an example, which, by the way, when Democrats talk about getting rid of taxes, my answer is yes. So how about this? Why don't we say, yeah, okay, you got it, Joe. Now, it's literally a drop in the bucket. And it's going to be temporary and everything else, but it goes away. Why don't we say, yes, we'll do that, but you have to immediately, with an executive order, this is Phil Parker's idea, not mine, reverse every one of your policies that you put in place related to the oil and gas and coal industry.
Yeah. I mean, look, people have to understand, we get 70% of our energy today from oil, gas, and coal. So does any logical person think that we could go from 70% to 0% over the next 25 years? I mean, that would be so economically damaging to our country and not just to our economy, our national, our security, our health. You know, imagine hospitals running out of electric power or schools. I mean, it is so sinister, and you can tell from my voice that I'm angry about it because these are errors that are self-inflicted. I mean, Trump dealt with COVID. COVID was kind of an act of nature, although some people think it was manufactured in China, but you know, it was external force. This we're doing this to ourselves, Scott. That's what's so frustrating. We're doing it to ourselves.
And everybody shares your frustration, but they don't believe Republicans are fighting hard enough on it. I want to talk about that when we come back. Yeah, and how do they fight harder, smarter? Because Kevin Cramer will say regularly, a good friend of yours, good friend of mine, you know, he'll say, we don't want to become them. And I don't want us to become them in the sense that a lot of what they're doing is literally corrupt. Right? It is, I mean, like we both agree. They're intentionally trying to destroy oil and gas and coal. Intentionally. This is by design. They need that to achieve their utopian green energy goals, okay? So I'd never want Republicans to be that corrupt. But I want them to fight as hard, just a little bit smarter than the Democrats do. And that's why people are as mad as you are. So how do we get them to do that? And the fundamentals of a recession when we continue with Steve Moore and What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Jonas, tell us a little bit about your experience with DJ Coulter and American Family Insurance.
Scott, the thing I love most about the DJ Coulter agency is that I'm not just a number, I'm a name, and they know me, and they know my family, and they've done a great job taking care of us with any of our insurance needs. I have the fortunate experience of being a good friend with DJ, and I believe he has my best interest in mind. I think he'll always tell me the truth. I guess more than anything, Scott, I trust him, and I'm glad to do business with people I can trust.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, but we provide sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing that you do have a safe way out.
For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. If you're as mad as Steve Moore is, Scott Hannon is, Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell about the direction of the country and how Democrats fight smarter and harder than we do, and we need to outsmart them and fight as hard. Not become them, but fight harder. There's one way to just relax a little bit and just sort of be, you know, I don't know. What's the word, Kev? You have one. Hot spring spas, pool tables too.
Wellness.
It is. It's about, yep. It, because this is not healthy. It is not healthy to be this mad and this wrapped up and wrapped around your own axle. It isn't. It is not healthy.
Unwind, decompress.
You're better above the water. You're better above the water, below the water, sauna.
Beyond the water.
Hot tub. Absolutely.
And this time of year, 100 degree temps, how about a splash pool? Small backyard, no problem. Limited space, no problem. You're swimming.
West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Hot Spring Spas, and Pool Tables, too. Tell them Scott sent you. Okay, so Steve Moore, by the way, with us. Larry Kudlow's number one guest. I think you've been on Larry Kudlow more than anybody on the planet Earth. I don't know. But I love
that at my wedding, so he's my best friend in the world.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that actually. That's pretty cool. I love Larry, and I love you. I do. Every time you're on, we just learn so much. So appreciate the time for sure.
Yeah. By the way, yesterday we'll do a quick shout out to my friend Senator Kramer, who's just become one of my favorite senators. He does a great job, and we had a really nice event with him. And, celebrating a native of North Dakota. You know who that was? We just had this event 2 weeks ago.
Dick Armey.
Yes. Dick Armey. Author. Can do.
Can do North Dakota. You can't make it up. It's like right out of Central. And he's written an incredible book called Leader.
His book is great. I love it.
Good.
I highly recommend that book. It's called Leader. And it's really the first third of the book is really about his life growing up in North Dakota. I think the town was like 600 people or something like that. And how that really, gave him the virtues and values that you need to succeed in life was growing up in the plains of North Dakota. So it's a great, great story.
Yeah, it really is. And, so let's talk a little bit about Kevin for a moment. If he were here, having the conversations we've had today, he would have heard people who say you're not fighting hard enough.
Yeah.
And he'd say, we can't become them. And then I would say, but can we be smarter? Fight is hard, but be smarter than them. What would you say to that, Steve?
I like what you said. And Kevin's, a dear friend, and he's been a very good senator. But I get mad at the Republicans. Sometimes I even get mad at Kevin. He knows I do. Because they don't fight hard enough sometimes, and they don't fight smart enough. And these people, the radical left has taken over the Democratic Party. It's just true. I mean, it's not the Democratic Party of your daddy or granddaddy. There was a race in Oregon where this, fairly centrist Democrat lost in the primary. And I forget the gentleman's name, but he said, you know what? I don't even recognize the Democratic Party anymore. It's been taken over by a radical socialist left. And it is true, and socialism will destroy our country, folks. It's why we have 9% inflation, because we grew the economy. We spent $5 trillion. And by the way, the Republicans voted for a lot of that spending, not all of it. Biden wanted another $3 trillion. Thank God for Joe Manchin, who's my hero right now, because can you imagine, Scott, how bad the inflation would be if we passed that $4 to $5 trillion Build Back Better bill on top of the $3 trillion he already spent?
Well, I mean, if you're gonna consider Joe Manchin a hero in saving us from $3 trillion in what you just described, Kevin Kramer has to be in the same conversation, because that was all strategy to save America from the much bigger, stupid.
Oh yeah, Kevin was critical in that. He had to, we worked very closely with him. I mean, that was the bill that would have, doubled the IRS budget, get rid of all the work for reforms. It would have required a state like North Dakota to become a forced union state. I mean, I could go on for a half an hour talking about all the horrible things in that bill. But, we came close. They came within two votes of the Senate of passing that. And, Kevin Kramer was part of our team with the Save America Coalition.
Yeah, and so was John Hovind. I mean, and they fought like junkyard dogs on that one. They really did. So, and they know how to do it. I just don't think we do it enough. And by the way, I think if people really understood behind the scenes how hard a Kramer and a Hovind fight, they'd have a little more respect for how they fight. But overall, the party is just not smart in how they fight. In other words,
I always tell people, because the Republicans are going to win a monster election in 2022, in November. We're going to see massive gains, just like we saw in 94 in 2010. And the real question I get asked all the time is, but will Republicans make any difference? Will they actually change the direction of things? We did in 1995 when Newt came in. We did a lot to straighten out the country. No question about it. But, if Republicans start acting like Democrats, then people are going to really get discouraged. And, look, politicians love to play Santa Claus. That's what they do.
You're exactly right. Before we let you go here, I want you to take me to school on the fact that you are saying it's not a matter of if on the recession. We are there. When that was raised with the president of the United States, Joe Biden, on a beach, he snapped at a reporter about that. You say we're in one. He says we're not. Bring me to school on why we are there.
Wait, say that again about why we're
in a recession.
Well, first of all, because a recession is technically two straight quarters of negative growth. So we had negative growth in the first quarter of negative 1.5%. This quarter we're at, according to the latest estimates, and by the way, there's what, 2 weeks left in this quarter, the estimate is zero. So, we're declining. You know, we're not going faster, we're going slower. So I do believe we're going to come in with a slight negative number for the second quarter, which means we'd be technically in a recession. But what I'm worried about is this going to be a soft landing? Look, a mild recession, you know, we don't want that to happen, but it would be, it would be not too damaging. But, you know, a severe recession would cause incredible hardship. Now, here's the thing that's worrying me, Scott. I hear Biden, I hear Pelosi, I hear Chuckie Schumer, I hear all the Democratic leaders, and all they're talking about is ideas like price controls, more regulation of the American economy. They're talking about things like, they're talking about more taxes on American businesses. They want to have higher tax on the energy industry. How are you going to get to lower gas prices if you put more taxes on the people who produce it?
Do they have time to do what they want to do?
You know, they've got 50 senators, and they got a majority in the House, at least for the next few months. So they may be crazy enough. Look, these are radical leftist socialists. They understand the window is shutting. They know they're going to get crushed in November. So they're thinking, let's do everything we can now before, you know, the Republicans come in. You know,
right.
And so
we got
on our guard.
We had a call earlier, last question I'll ask for in 30 seconds for your answer, saying we're not acting like we're in a recession. And this caller was 54 years old, said, I remember the last recession. I just didn't eat out. He said, people are in line to eat out. They're drive-thrus. They don't care that two large fries at McDonald's cost $8. So why aren't we acting like it's a recession?
Well, look, the employment, because the employment market has been good. This has been kind of a weird economy. We have runaway inflation, but there are jobs out there because, you know, we are rebuilding from COVID. And I hope I'm wrong about this, but I think the employment boom has come to a screeching halt. You see studies of, you know, layoffs and hiring freezes. So my advice to people, if you're looking for getting a job, get it now while they're still out there.
Yeah, great point. God bless you, my friend. Thanks for the time today. Appreciate it very much.
All right, Scott. Thank you.
Got to get him back to North Dakota soon. The one and only Steve Moore. All right, your reaction to that and anything else. Fred and Wayne, you're first up. Tony in Twin Buttes, North Dakota's on deck. More welcome at 258-0550. Rest of the show is yours. Text or call right now.
Hey, I'm sure you've heard that the big news. Greta is back, and she's on Newsmax. I watch Newsmax all the time. Greta's taking on big business, big Washington, and big media at 5 p.m. Central every weeknight with her new show, The Record, with Greta Van Susteren. Greta always gives you the real news. And she leads a great night on Newsmax with Rob Schmidt, who's talking about Biden's economic train wreck. And then there's Eric Bolling, exposing the woke agenda. More than 20 million Americans watch Newsmax. Millions are making the switch to Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems and streaming platforms. If your cable news system doesn't carry Newsmax, call them and demand it. If they won't carry it, switch to a system that does and download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. Watch it anytime, anywhere. So tune into Newsmax tonight for Greta Van Susteren, Rob Schmidt, and Eric Bolling. Make the switch today to Newsmax.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The South Dakota Senate on Tuesday convicted Attorney General Jason Roundsburg of two impeachment charges stemming from a 2020 fatal accident, removing and barring him from future office. Primary elections and some runoffs took place Tuesday in D.C., Alabama, Virginia, Arkansas, and Georgia.
Despite being outspent at least 11-1, Chris West defeated Jeremy Hunt in the Republican primary runoff. That's in Georgia's 2nd Congressional District. Virginia's Republican Congressional candidate Derek Anderson tells One America News the minority of military vet candidates are fed up watching the business in D.C. and are now running for office.
Right now, our Congress is composed of 17% veterans, which is the lowest it's been since the beginning of World War II. I think they're pretty fed up at what's going on in our country and how it's being run.
Stanley Cup Game 4 is tonight. Colorado leads Tampa Bay 2-1. USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Sunday Mind brought to you by MyPillow. Talk about fighting like a junkyard dog. Does Mike Lindell know how to fight hard and smart?
Oh, yeah.
I will say this, and Mike Lindell is a dear friend of mine. He's got a little bit of the Donald Trump in him, and where if it was 70-30, smart to junkyard dog, you know, that's, again, the whole fighting smart thing is just where you are just crazy enough that you scare the living daylights out of people, but have facts on your side to argue those points. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I think Mike Lindell fights like a junkyard dog. Because how is he able to say the election was stolen? The same way Senator Kevin Cramer says the election was stolen. Legal theft. Watch the movie 2000 Mules. That movie alone proves Mike Lindell right without anything to do with the machines. Because what happened in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Nevada, Arizona, do I have to continue? Enough states to make the difference was stealing an election. They just did it legally because of COVID. And if they can do it once, they can do it twice, they can do it three times. Now, fighting like a junkyard dog comes at an enormous price. And if you don't buy a pair of slippers from Mike Lindell or a pillow or sleepwear or whatever, 66% off now on things for the Let Freedom Ring sale going on right now. Slippers are still $90 off right now, MyPillow.com. Then he goes away. And right now, he's in every bit the battle Donald Trump is. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Lowest price ever on the slippers. $90 off. I almost can't even fathom that. 800-506-9028. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. All right. And by the way, advertisers like MyPillow and Gateway Building Systems and Schwann Buick GMC and PetroServe USA, without them, we don't exist. So we appreciate the fact that you support those who support us and keep this show on the air. And if you know somebody new, maybe where you do a business, say, hey, why don't you guys advertise on that What's On Your Mind show? Why aren't you on K-Fire? Why aren't you on The Flag? Why aren't you on KTGO? Why aren't you on KLTC? You know, you should be on those stations. Tell that to places where you spend your hard-earned money. I gave this little pitch yesterday to the guy at Ivy League Dog Training. Because our dogs are at boot camp, Kev.
That's good.
And the boot camp was at Ivy League Dog Training. And they, I mean, their whole deal is helping you and your dog get the point. You follow the irony there. And we were gone in Norway, so we had to have the dogs kenneled. Well, why not have them get a little training while they're being kenneled? I mean, that's flat-out genius. So Carl from Ivy League Dog Training did a fabulous job. It was in Walcott, North Dakota for the first time yesterday. I've talked about Walcott forever. I drive by the exit on I-29 south of Fargo all the time, but it was my very first time actually being in the metropolis of Wolcott, North Dakota yesterday, just off the interstate is Ivy League dog training to the west there off of 29. And evidently, I forget his name. Hype? Kevin, help me out here.
Hype Camp. JoJo Hype Camp?
Yeah. JoJo Hype?
Joey Hype Camp? Yeah, that's what I call him.
Who's he talking about, Todd? Do you know?
Hype Camp? Oh, come on.
Yeah. Anyway, some guy with a similar name had been in there before and brought his dogs there, and he said that he had given him a mention on the show the next day, and like his website spun up. I said, when was that? He says, 5 years ago. I said, I like our chances. So IvyLeagueDogTraining.com is the website. IvyLeagueDogTraining.com. Go there. Check it out. And let's see how many more people listen to What's on Your Mind versus listen to what's the name again of the show? I can't remember. Hype? They hype stuff there?
Yep. Hype Camp.
Okay. Todd and Kevin are up on this stuff. I'm not so much.
Yeah.
And then
not
maybe
this much.
Maybe Carl from Ivy League Dog Training, who did I'm telling you, our dogs didn't bark once this morning. That never happens. It's like, feed me, I want to eat. I mean, I am so impressed, I can't even begin to tell you. I'm fired up. And the doodles can be a little hard. We have a labradoodle and we have a sheepadoodle. And, I mean, the fetching, the walks, the heel, the whole, I mean, unbelievable. And I'm a softy. So, and once in a while you got to use the electric, little thing that works too. So that could be a whole other show. We'll talk about this someday. Anyway, thanks, Carl, at Ivy League Dog Training. And I want you to compare our audience to the other audience and how much the free plug returned for hits on your website, IvyLeagueDogTraining.com, or go to Facebook, either one. Like them on Facebook, Ivy League Dog Training, or online at IvyLeagueDogTraining.com. Okay, going to do that today for me so we can show Carl how a word of mouth with What's on Your Mind on your side is like putting your message on steroids. Fred and Wynn, you've been waiting a long time. Let's get you in. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm saying hallelujah that what is that news, that American news that you guys had on at the end of the half hour? What is that? Is that just piped into the phone for waiting, or is that what actually goes out over Flash Radio?
I'm not sure what you heard, but is it Town Hall News, guys, that he heard on hold?
Yeah, probably.
News.
American news.
It said American or something like that?
Yeah, that's what they have in their whole thing at GCN.
Yeah, it is a network, but none of us, I don't believe, do we? Because we have Fox News, right? I don't think any of our stations subscribe to that, but yeah, that's what you heard, right?
So what do we have at Bismarck, Todd?
Is Todd Fox.
There? Oh, okay. Boy, yep. I like that GCN thing. I wish we could all get that. I didn't hear propaganda for the first time at the end of the hour. That was kind of refreshing. I really appreciate it.
Well, I will say this, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but I will say this. We are looking into replacing Fox News at the top of the hour with the Town Hall News. We are looking into that. Now, I think Fox has gotten better. We should maybe have a conversation about this one day. Do you get many complaints anymore about Fox on K-Fire, Todd?
No. It doesn't mean everybody loves it just because they're not voicing it. I think everybody's just kind of resigned. They know what it is. They kind of know what to expect. And, it is what it is.
And I think
Fox News is just like what we've had for 35, 40 years. It's the propaganda at the top of the hour, at the bottom of the hour on radio. We've always had it. I had it since I was 16 years old running the Swather. And this is the first time I ever heard it at the top and the bottom of news was what you guys played there. That wasn't like that, except for Paul Harvey years ago.
Yeah, interesting perspective.
I miss Paul.
Interesting perspective. Yeah, it is. Fred, appreciate you calling. God bless you. Tony in Twin Buttes, North Dakota, what's on your mind today?
Well, I got an idea on how we could fight back through our voting, and I'm hoping that the Republicans that are going to take over the House and Senate have some backbone. This comes from Mike Davis. I can't take credit on his thoughts.
Mike or Mark?
Mike Davis.
Who is Mike Davis?
You're the corrupt. Mike Davis was on a show the other day. I'm not exactly sure they told about it in the beginning of the story, but his thoughts are the left are getting away with all of this protesting, with burning the streets in front of the judges' houses. All of this stuff is completely against the law, and the Republicans that come in need to impeach Attorney General Mark Garland, Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco, Assistant AG for the Criminal Division, Kenneth Polite, FBI Director Chris Wray, U.S. Attorney Jennifer Aber, U.S. Attorney Eric Barron from Maryland, and U.S. Attorney in D.C., Matthew Graves. They're the ones that are allowing all of this stuff to be one-sided. They're persecuting the people from the other side for over a year, and I do believe if we want to change the atmosphere of what's going on, these seven people need to be impeached, and that's all I got to say.
All right, Tony, appreciate the call, and I don't think many of the names that you mentioned are anywhere near household names. Probably Ray is the only one that is, but obviously this Mike Davis that you're talking about, and I know Mark Davis is a wicked good talk show host from Dallas, fills in once in a while for Charlie Kirk. And you know, but I don't know who Mike Davis is, but I take the point. Appreciate the call very much. Thank you. Terry and Wishick, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah. See, I got a question when with this Trump stuff. He promoted the strike and everything in the White House and all that. I got 38 years in the military, and we've went through a lot. But if you're going to have a protest, all you got to do is the bad guys will hear about it. Well, what are they going to do? They're going to send people in the mix of it to cause trouble. And I've never heard that even mentioned on the radios before. But it just gets tired of listening to them after Trump for how many years now, and they're still going at it.
You told Daniel you had a question for Friday's interview with Senator Cramer?
Right, right.
What would you like me to ask him?
With all this stuff that's going on with, like, I got 2,000 acres and I got cattle and stuff, fuel and the rates on your loans and all that stuff. Now, is that going to affect all these other guys? Are they going to start filing bankruptcy? Did they ever get that stuff straightened out so they don't get to keep everything?
What other guys?
Well, the other people that are, I guess if you want to call them smart. Like, we built a house for a guy. And a month after we built it, he filed bankruptcy, got to keep everything. Now, to me, if you file bankruptcy and you got cattle, you got land, you got tractors and everything else, most of that should go to the bankruptcy. But I've never heard, they always talked about revamping it, and I never heard if they ever did or not.
You're talking about the bankruptcy laws. Have they been reformed?
Right.
Okay,
right.
Got it.
Right.
All right, well, I will definitely add that. So two separate topics there, obviously. I will do my best to paraphrase that question for Senator Cramer on Friday. I always suggest if you have a specific question for them, and we've had two already today that are topics I suggested we could bring up, but it's always better for you to call in on Friday because you got Senator Cramer right there, and we've already got two things lined up for him. I'm going to add this question as well when he joins us on Friday as well, Terry, so I appreciate the call. Thanks for your comments.
Okay, yep. Thanks.
Michael West Fargo, you have 30 seconds. What's on your mind?
West Fargo, hear me?
I can hear you. Yeah, Michael, go ahead.
All right. Hey, I just want to talk about corruption in this government we have. And it's not just one side. It's both sides. They've all been compromised. We got to think about this. Last week, you had a couple of people call in and talk about a militia. Well, I can understand where they're coming from, especially when they're got both sides of the party. They're so corrupt that they are just playing a game with us. Absolutely a game. Kevin talked to Ed Schaefer's daughter last week. Asked him, how could you possibly vote for this Pelosi? How could you absolutely, who's destroyed her state and this and that. And you know what? She's in the circle. So she really don't care. And you can't tell me that Ed doesn't know it either. He does know it. So that's all I wanted to make a little statement that, you know,
good perspective, Michael. Got to go. Thanks for the call. More after this.
Reveille, wake up. Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming June auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Stark County, 158 acres of excellent cropland in Barnes County, 240 acres of crop and pasture land in Towner County, 157 acres of excellent cropland in Renville County, and 99 acres of potential development land near Big Detroit Lake in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, and excellent farm equipment retirement auctions. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Make your summer stops at PetroServe USA for home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Great specials every day of the week. And all month long, Stone Creek Nuts and Mixers, $1.39. Those wonderful firewood packs are only $4.99, perfect for the fires at the lake. Cheez-It Puffs, 99 cents. The big king-size M&M's, $1.19. Energy drinks by Red Bull, 16-ounce size, 2 for $5. And International Delight, 2 for $4.50 in the big 15-ounce cans. Lowest price fuel, too, at PetroServe USA.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What's up, Mighty Wish One Beer GMC.com. Your word is 4-8 lifetime. Not only those new Buicks and GMCs, but if you go on to SchwanbeerGMC.com, you can search limited warranty vehicles, and all you'll see are the ones that are covered under that lifetime warranty. A couple of Yukon, a bunch of Yukon Denalis, Buick Enclave Essence, GMC Sierras. Even a Toyota Tacoma, yeah, it's different. Subaru Forester, check it out for yourself. SchwanbuickGMC.com.
Texter says Kevin Cramer will be defeated next election cycle. That's stupid.
Ooh.
That's stupid talk. Now, first of all, the next election cycle is a lifetime. It's several lifetimes from now, politically. You know what I mean? For Kevin Cramer. For Kevin Cramer, you know, right now the only election that matters is November of 2022. November of 2022 is the game. It is the firewall for democracy and our republic. 100%. So let's focus on that. Now, Kevin Kramer can defend himself, but I think if you're going there, that's an example of not being smart. Because of all 100 U.S. senators, Kevin Kramer and John Hoeven fight pretty darn smart. I would argue they can fight harder. And we can, again, it's the Trump factors. Where we started the show, we're winning. This January 6th fiasco is not resonating with the public. I'll end where I started today. 42% of the American public says President Trump was not responsible for the attack on the Capitol and should not be charged with a crime. Only 9% are even following this circus. We're winning. We're winning, ladies and gentlemen. Now, our policies are better. Charlie Kirk tweeted out, "I'm so sick of Republicans." Does that surprise you?
No. I think specifically he's talking about rhinos.
He didn't say that. He said, "I'm so sick of Republicans."
Yeah. That surprised me.
A bit. So I said, "Wow, why? Are they not fighting hard enough? Smart enough? If that's why you're saying that, I agree with you. Because I think we can fight harder, but be smarter than they are. And that means don't become them. But you have officially lit up a circular firing squad if you think firing John Hoeven in November, as an example, when he is on the ballot, or this cocky comment that Kevin Kramer will be defeated the next election cycle, he's a self-serving, lifelong leech on North Dakota. You've lost your marbles. You are not fighting smart, in my mind. Fighting smart is to say, I want Kevin to fight harder and smarter, not become the Democrats, not become corrupt, but fight harder and smarter. I'd say the same thing about Ed Schaefer. Ed Schaefer accomplished better than 90% of what he said he would accomplish as governor of the state of North Dakota. And everything you and I believe in our heart of hearts about the fiscal and social policies of a Republican, he lived them. And now he's trying to be a statesman, and we want to cut his head off. That's insane.
Well, I love what Ed had to say, because a lot of his message was about coming together, having a conversation, working bipartisan across the aisle, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But when the conversation is about insanity and these policies that are completely lunacy, I'm sorry, I'm not having a conversation with you on that.
Another text here at 701-237-1590. Tell me one more time about the American Experiment North Dakota CRT event in Bismarck. All right, it's Monday, the 27th of June. It's at the Bismarck Hotel and Conference Center. Which one is that, Todd? South 3rd Street. Is that the Radisson? 800 South 3rd Street.
Again?
Bismarck Hotel and Conference Center.
It must be the former Ramcota then, which has kind of taken the name off at the moment. It doesn't really have a name on it. Maybe that's the new name for it.
That's on 3rd, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So, yeah, the Ramcota is what most people are going to know that as. And it is 5 o'clock on Monday. More details at AmericanExperimentND.org, because the 28th they go to Minot, too. Somebody else said, tell me the name of that website again that your dogs were at. IvyLeagueDogTraining.com. IvyLeagueDogTraining.com. Can I say it one more time? And their Facebook page, too, is Facebook.com, Ivy League Dog Training. Like them, or just go to the website today and tell them you heard about them on What's on Your Mind. Okay?
Dexter, by the way, confirms the hotel name thing. So.
Okay, that's the old Ramcota. Thank you very much. Appreciate that very much. Blake and Bismarck, you got 30 seconds. What's on your mind? Go.
Yeah, you know, I don't think it feels like, you know, we're winning, because, you know, you say 42% of American people don't blame Trump for it. Well, that means what? There's 68% out there that, or 58% out there that might. And when everything keeps going leftward my entire life, you know, I'm 50-some years old, it doesn't feel like we're winning. You know, and yes, now we have Supreme Court and Mitch McConnell. I can give him the benefit of the doubt of saying that we were playing the long game and we had to get to this point. because the Supreme Court just would have overruled everything. But we're here now. So we're all done listening to the excuses of, yep, we're going to repeal Obamacare and then have 1,000 showboats and never do it.
Couldn't agree with you anymore, Blake. 100%. And that's why the question has to be put to every Republican. If you get the majority, what are you going to do with it now, before the election? Contract with America time. Newt Gingrich, Dick Armey. We need it. Absolutely agree with you. God bless you, folks. We'll be in Watford City tomorrow at First International Bank and Trust. And what's on your mind? We'll see you from there.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing, but without much of a framework, and certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful. Presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, MyPatriotSupply.com.